We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now. 8:30 here on a Monday morning, 46 degrees. Less than a week into impeachment hearings, and members of Congress are discussing the divide the process is creating.
Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin says House hearings aimed at the possible removal of a president is not how change at the White House should happen.
Generally, we solve our political differences at the ballot box, right, not in the streets or through impeachment.
But Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says these are extraordinary circumstances that call for the inquiry into what the president is believed to have done.
Using the massive powers entrusted to him to try to use taxpayer dollars as leverage to get a foreign country to interfere in an election.
Both men on NBC's Meet the Press. President Trump continues to call the impeachment fake in public and on Twitter. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Wichita police are investigating the death of a man who was found inside his pickup truck Sunday night. Officers responded to a shooting call in the 2000 block of South Rock Road near the South Rock Billiards Club. Police Sergeant Doug Gerdes.
Right now, the investigation section is contacting, doing any background information they have or any other witnesses they may come across, and looking at any past cases.
Man's name has not been released. Kansas Highway Patrol says two people from Belleville died in a crash with a semi-trailer truck in north central Kansas.
The Highway Patrol says Stephen and Sherry Torres, who were both 62, died in the crash Saturday morning. The crash happened on U.S. Highway 81, just north of U.S. Highway 36, when Stephen Torres tried to turn south onto Highway 81. The Torres' vehicle was struck on the driver's side by a northbound semi-trailer truck driven by 28-year-old Douglas Watts of Nebraska. The semi overturned during the accident, but Watts was not hospitalized afterward. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A 16-year-old boy is dead and four other teens are hurt after a rollover crash in northeast Kansas. The Highway Patrol says the crash happened early Sunday in Brown County near U.S. Highway 36. 17-year-old driver of a Toyota Corolla lost control of the car, veered into a ditch before the car went airborne and rolled onto its roof. The patrol says Ian Miller of Hiawatha, Kansas, died. The other teens in the car, ages 15, 17, 18, and 19, all sustained serious injuries. Former New York City mayor and likely presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg spoke at a predominantly black church in Brooklyn Sunday. Fox's Jackie Heinrich has more.
Bloomberg's possible run could be dogged by a policy from his time as mayor that a federal judge ruled unconstitutional. It was called stop and frisk. Today, it seemed like he wanted to get out ahead of that and apologize before making his candidacy official.
We did make mistakes. I made mistakes. I've never met anybody who hasn't made a mistake. The critical issue is whether you can admit it. Well, I think I can. Thank you.
That's a departure from his longtime defense of the program, saying that it lowered crime. He said he didn't understand at the time how it impacted black and Latino communities disproportionately.
Bloomberg recently filed to get on the ballot for primary contests in Alabama and Arkansas. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. The cloud cover here early on is going to be moving up. It'll be sunny and breezy today, fairly nice for this time of year, with a high near 70. Clear overnight, our low 39. It'll be sunny and not as warm on Tuesday, with a high 67. Showers move in Wednesday and a high in the upper 60s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, we've got a southwest wind at 13 miles per hour and 46 degrees. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Actor Nicolas Cage planning an unconventional project.
Nick Cage will take on a role he knows all too well.
I'd like to take his face
himself
off.
According to The Hollywood Reporter, Cage would star as Nicolas Cage, dealing with a strained relationship with his teenage daughter. He also occasionally talks to an egotistical 90s version of himself, who rides him for making too many bad movies. Then at a birthday party, meets a Mexican billionaire who's a big fan and, of course, has a script. And while he bonds with the guy, he is informed by the CIA that this guy is a cartel kingpin involved in bad stuff. And they recruit Cage to get intelligence as he takes on the role of a lifetime. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Let's take a look at how things happened at the box office for the theaters this weekend.
I'm Debbie Handley. Ford vs. Ferrari is number one with a $31 million debut. The drama about racing stars Christian Bale and Matt Damon.
You're going to build a car to beat Ferrari with a Ford.
Correct.
How long did you tell them that you needed? 200-300 years?
90 days.
The World War II movie Midway came in at number two. Elizabeth Banks' Charlie's Angels reboot opened below expectations with $8.6 million at number three.
Welcome to the Townsend Agency. We exist because traditional law enforcement can't keep up.
Banks' version of the 70s TV show has her playing Charlie. Kristen Stewart is the only widely known angel. Number four at the box office is Playing with Fire, and Last Christmas at number five. That's Fox on Film.
Rapper Kanye West attracted a record crowd yesterday at Lakewood Church in Houston. West joined Pastor Joel Osteen promoting his latest album, Jesus is King. Fox's Lauren Green with details.
The words of the song leader this morning, ain't nobody having church like this weekend, and that is so true. Got rapper and megastar Kanye West coming here to America's largest Christian church ever, and having many people believe that his conversion, his faith conversion, is really sincere. And Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston was filled nearly to the brim as Kanye West joined forces with the most popular preacher.
And then West held an evening concert last night at the mega church, performing songs from his new album, Jesus is King, which debuted at number one on the Billboard 200. Donnie and Marie are done in Vegas.
It's literally the end of an era for Donnie and Marie Osmond as they close the curtain on their show at the Flamingo in Vegas. The sibling duo's original six-week contract is ending after 11 years, as both have projects in the pipeline. Donnie working on completing his 62nd studio album, while Marie has taken a seat on TV as one of the co-hosts of The Talk, which she began in May. This week, the superstar revealed she recently broke her knee.
I made that turn, my boot stuck on the floor,
and
then I wasn't able to turn, and I just went down.
She added she won't be dancing much, but she'll be there. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Think your kid has what it takes to become a Disney star?
Do you have the next Britney or Justin in your family? If so, Disney wants them, as the Disney Channel launched an open casting call for kids and teens as part of the network's initiative to discover and develop diverse young talent. The actors must be able to play ages 8 through 16. And the channel's currently accepting video submissions via Disney.com/Disney Channel Casting through the end of the year. Judy Taylor, SVP of Casting and Talent Relations, said the effort gives Disney a chance to potentially discover fresh, young, diverse talent who may not yet have agency representation. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Another turn in the battle is pop star Taylor Swift trying to regain control over her old works.
Taylor Swift taking to Twitter Thursday night in a desperate plea to allow the singer to perform her own songs again. The Grammy Award winner saying that the new owners of her record label, including famous manager Scooter Braun, won't allow Swift to perform any of her old songs, which they own the rights to, at the upcoming American Music Awards, where the singer is supposed to be honored with the Artist of the Decade Award. Big Machine Records releasing a statement saying that Taylor is essentially lying and that they can't legally stop her from performing anywhere. Taylor Swift and Scooter Braun have an uneasy past, including when Swift took to Twitter, calling him a bully and saying that she would re-record all of her old songs so Braun couldn't control them anymore. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
Research looking at YouTube trailers and how many people are viewing them, that might be a prediction of how well the movie will do in theaters.
Independent tracking website Box Office Report analyzing YouTube views of official movie trailer pages and Fandango movie clips over the last 2 years, comparing them to film ticket sales opening weekend. The data suggests YouTube may be better at determining how well a film will do in theaters than studio reviews. The Hollywood Reporter recaps findings. Marvel's Avengers Endgame becoming the most viewed viewed trailer in history with 289 million views in 24 hours, earning over $350 million domestically opening weekend. Pixar's The Incredibles 2 trailer had about 160 million views, pulling in over 180 million in the U.S. when it hit theaters. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A well-known voice is making a return to Waze.
C is for cookie and for comeback. Waze users can once again have Cookie Monster direct them how to get to Sesame Street.
In 1 mile, exit right.
Fans excited to hear the voice return to the Direction app, saying it lightens up a commute. One tweets, "It's got me laughing so hard." Not everyone head over heels. Another posts, "I almost ran off the road when I heard the GPS say turn right. Nom nom nom." Waze introducing several voices from the famous children's show for a limited time, sparking an uproar in August when Cookie Monsters was removed. The return in celebration of the Muppets' November birthday. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And we mentioned it earlier today. Today marks the 60th anniversary of the movie Ben-Hur, which is still one of the great spectacles of all time.
Due to Ben-Hur.
Yeah. Of course, pitting Stephen Boyd as the ultimate Roman against Ben-Hur as the ultimate Jew.
Yeah.
And they are childhood buddies, but of course, once they become adults and politics gets in the way,
that's it.
Here comes the conflict.
Either you help me or you oppose me. You have no other choice. You're either for me or against me.
If that is the choice, then I am against you.
From there on, things got, things
got pretty nasty.
Man.
The Great Chariot Race?
Wow. Oh, my. Yeah. And of course, the studio went all out promoting this thing when it came out. In 1959 and 1960, more than $20 million in candy, children's tricycles in the shapes of chariots, gowns, hair barrettes, jewelry, men's ties, bottles of perfume, Ben-Hur and Ben-His towels, toy armor, helmets and swords, umbrellas were all used to market this mega move.
I would like to have had one of those tricycle chariot things.
No kidding.
Wow.
How about that? It became a huge movie. It's second only to Gone with the Wind as one of the highest grossing movies of all time.
Wow.
Adjusted for inflation, of course. And it won 11 Oscars as well. The great Ben-Hur celebrating its 60th anniversary today. That's entertainment news in the blur. Brought to you by our good friends at Napoleon Appliance Repair. You know, they want to salute the first responders this month, this month of November, because Napoleon Appliance Repair, very thankful for all they do in the community. During the month of November, Napoleon's is offering free service calls to all first responders, EMT, police, and fire.
How about that? Yeah.
So if you've got an appliance that's in trouble, this is who you call. Napoleon Appliance Repair. Terry will get you fixed up. The phone number is 409-1525. Man, they're good folks there at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
844. Keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal Report. That's coming up. Planned expansion near Wichita's downtown library. On the way, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.